The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Difficult situation to deal with, and my heart goes out to her because she's someone who's been trying to help others and is obviously ill.
That's the voice of Chris Christie, and the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, got together and decided, yeah, we're going to quarantine healthcare workers that have dealt with people that have Ebola. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All roads lead through the path to West Africa, don't they? So lawyers for a nurse quarantined in a New Jersey hospital, which is what Chris Christie is referring to there, say they're going to sue to have her released in what they're calling a huge constitutional challenge to the state restrictions now for healthcare workers coming back to New Jersey after treating Ebola patients in West Africa. So much of this stems from, I think, the doctor who came back to New York City, who has Ebola, is now being quarantined in Bellevue Hospital, along with his fiance, a different spot in Bellevue, although she's showing no symptoms and seems to be doing fine and is going to be able to leave. But with the doctor having Ebola, the governor of New Jersey and the governor of New York decided they're not going to take any chances with this. If somebody doesn't, in New York they're saying, if somebody doesn't directly deal with Ebola patients, then they wouldn't have to have the 21-day quarantine. They'll do that on a case-by-case basis. But since the doctor came back from West Africa and had the virus, Christie and Cuomo ordered quarantines for all those medical workers treating those Ebola patients. And they keep defending it, saying that, whether or not you have health experts criticizing the policy or the feds criticizing the policies, you know, this is what we think we need to do for our particular state. And I'm going to say fist pump to both of them because I absolutely agree. Why is it that if you're, as we've seen, the road leads through West Africa? Kent Brantley, the doctor who got Ebola, Nancy Reichbold, who he said it was like going through hell and back. He really didn't think he was going to make it. Then you have Tom Duncan, who's in Liberia, who's a Liberian, who has a friend who is riddled with it, and he tries to do whatever he can to help her, but then flees to meet family in Dallas and infects two healthcare workers who treated him, and he dies from Ebola. I don't think it's so outrageous, and I don't think it's so traumatizing, and I don't think it is putting a stigma on the whole Ebola thing if somebody who directly is with Doctors Without Borders or some other health organization, and they're constantly on a day-to-day basis treating these patients, I don't think it's so far-fetched to have them be quarantined at their homes. I mean, give me a break here. Why did the doctor get Ebola? Why did all the other people that I mentioned get Ebola? What did they have in common? They were in those areas. 5,000 people have died. And part of the reason for that is because a lot of them aren't coming forward. It's too late by the time they do that they may or may not survive. People avoiding the curfew, people getting out of the past and around the checkpoints, in particularly Liberia is really, really bad. So once the doctor came back, why would they take chances in a highly populated area in the United States? The ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, is not happy with this. She thinks the same thing that the White House thinks, that this puts a bad stain on people wanting to go and help people in West Africa and anywhere that they may be treating Ebola, and that it's damaging to do that. But do you think it's damaging or it's self-preservation for highly populated areas. Our biggest state population-wise is New York City, and New Jersey is right up there, especially in a very crowded area. A virus could spread like wildfire in either one of those two places, and of course, it could spread any other place too as well. And this isn't fear-mongering. I think this is just being sensible, let's face it, by both of these governors. And they really are taking some rapid fire for deciding to take that kind of stand. Now, there are other governors who are saying the same thing, and they'll be thrown into the same pot, but they're not dealing with it right now like Cuomo is and Christie is, because of what happened with, I think, the doctor and the nurse coming back and putting her in forced quarantine, and then her lawyer saying, listen, we're going to sue you. This is what we're going to do. So what do you say, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And that was a lot of the reaction, and makes sense, over the weekend. A lot of the Sunday swirl and whatnot was certainly about that. Dr. Richard Bresser gets a lot of attention, certainly, when issues, medical issues come out. And he had this to say about the New Jersey nurse and the nurses in general and their situations.
This is someone who was not sick and is being treated as if she is, in a sense, a leper. And that's not what you want to see. You want to see American healthcare workers encouraged to go over and provide these services. And when they return, that they're treated like heroes, because this is a heroic act.
Yeah, and I agree with him that it's a heroic act, but I don't agree that they're being stigmatized because they're being quarantined. Because if you see what happened with Nina Pham, if you see what happened with Amber Vinson, and the fact that both of them had Ebola, ask them if they would rather have not picked that up, obviously, in treating Tom Duncan and a lot of the things in play in Dallas. They didn't have strict guidelines. Regardless, when somebody is in that situation, they come back. What are the chances that it may be incubating and they may develop it? I look at the cameraman for NBC who knew immediately and cannot say thank you enough to the people in Nebraska who he says saved his life, because he realized it was coming on. He did have Ebola. He did come to the United States and was treated in Nebraska. So I say the same thing. It goes along with the travel ban and the arguments over the travel ban. While you have other areas in Africa saying, no, you can't come in from there, it makes sense, because if you spread it here, it'll just explode among the population even worse, so we can't have that. It is about the spread. It's about not spreading it and stopping it. So how do you stop the world's worst outbreak of Ebola? Which, let's face it, the real deaths and the real concentrated area is in West Africa. But aren't those people who get it potential human bombs with the virus? And the answer is they could be, depending on how badly they have it and who's close to them that could be touched by bodily fluids. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course all of you in those nooks and crannies across America getting ready for yet another election. The former governor of Minnesota, who now does a show called Off the Grid, love that title, and he has a very, very popular podcast called We the People. Jesse Ventura joins us from our virtual green room. Jesse, how are you?
Good, but I don't like being in the green room. You know what that is at San Quentin, don't you?
What is it?
That's where they take the prisoners that they're going to put that are on death row.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, it's the blue room.
I've laughed about that they, you know, in the business, you're always put in the green room, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable with that.
Just for you, we're changing the color for sure.
Okay.
You know what it's like to be in office. You saw what it was like, that whole political log jam. Although it was a little bit different when you were the governor of Minnesota. Do you think we need to step away from a two-party system?
I think I now don't even support a third party. I've taken up the position that we need to pretty much outlaw political parties. We need to make them political action committees. And the first thing that we need to do is on all election ballots, I ask the question, why is a political party put on the ballot? Why not just the candidate's name? And that would be a way to start. That could be a grassroots thing that could be done at the local level. Because to me, the third party is a nice thought, but in order to compete, they would have to bastardize themselves like the other two, and you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one?
Yeah. So, you said it. It'd have to be a grassroots kind of thing, and you'd really have to get a lot of momentum for it, but people are tired of what they're seeing, don't you think?
Well, that's the way it's got to happen. It's certainly not going to come from the top down. Do you think for 1 minute the Democrats and Republicans want to face a third contender? They tried it in Minnesota, and I beat them. You know, people don't realize what we did in Minnesota. It was remarkable. I only raised $300,000. That's all I raised. But they allowed me in the debates, and I was polling 10% at the primary, and 8 weeks later, I was the governor. And
yeah.
See, they can't, but the two parties can't allow that to happen, so they do everything in their power. And here's one place they do work together. They work together to ensure that there's no third or fourth option given to the people.
Yeah, and if it was just names on the ballot, and we had more public discussion, I agree with that. If you have more debate, it would be great.
It would then require the voter to educate himself on who is John Jones, this candidate. What does he stand for? And personally, I would rather have people walk in there and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe than what we got today.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think it's awful what we have, because all we're talking about is numbers, and you know that's the big storyline in these upcoming midterm elections. Is the Senate going to flip?
Have you looked at these pathetic ads on TV? They're embarrassing. They show to the level of which politics has sunk. I mean, you watch the ads, and it's like the opponent should be locked up in prison for committing crimes. But in the case of Democrats and Republicans, maybe they are committing crimes.
Touché, for sure. One of the things that people, well, then you say voters educating themselves. One of the things that people are upset about, especially in the border states, and you know a lot about this, is immigration. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration is concerned?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very racist, because you notice that right away when ISIS came around, they said they were going to sneak in through our Mexican border. Well, lo and behold, if you go back and if the story of 9/11 is true, they came through Canada. They did not come through Mexico. So you can't secure a border to that level. Do we want to be East Berlin? That's my question. Are we going to be East Berlin where we put walls up? I live in Mexico half the year. That's why my show's called Off the Grid. I'm down there off the grid. But point being, I travel across the border twice a year and live in a foreign country for 6 months of the year or more. And when I return to the United States, it's like Checkpoint Charlie. The only thing missing are the Army tanks, and I'm sure they're on their way. Is that what we want our country to stand for?
Yeah, we don't want to see the tanks, that's for sure. And we saw what happened in Ferguson.
I mean, and the point there, I just saw a poll today. I was doing my show. And did you know that well over 26, but by far and away, Pakistan second at 8%, China at 6%. It's like 23 or 24% of the world said they fear war. Who do they fear the most? The United States of America.
Wow.
Now, is that 25 years ago, people in other countries looked to the United States. They wanted to emulate us. They wanted to be us. Today, they completely fear that we're going to rain war upon them. I mean, that's embarrassing. I, as an American, as a veteran, am embarrassed over the fact that 20, by far and away, double digits, the majority of people in the world fear the United States of America when it comes to war.
Yeah, that's frightening. I agree with you. I mean, I thought they were supposed to lean on us, the rest of the world,
exactly.
And that's what seems to happen.
We are now the aggressor, and that's how the rest of the world views us. You know, the problem's this. All the people in this country, and I'm fortunate, I leave it. People need to see this country from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out.
Yeah, they get a different perspective, huh?
They certainly would.
Yeah.
But
when you're in,
end up like me, you know, I'm called controversial, I'm called this and that, and I guess I get that because I speak my mind and I tell the truth, you know. Look how they've morphed the word truth. The word truth now is bad. You're called a truther, that's something bad. So that means lying is good?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened. How can you take the word truth and morph it into a bad word? How can truth be bad?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I agree. I never thought about it that way in breaking down the word. You're right.
Well, that's why I was governor, you know. I see things a little different.
Exactly. You have different colored glasses. They work.
No,
yeah.
I truly, one of my main people on my staff said, Governor, that's the unique thing about you. You see something, and you see it in a perspective generally that nobody else ever does.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you were elected, that's for sure. What do you think when, you know, we talk all about this money and with the airstrikes, we're spending $7 billion a day at one point. They were talking about a crazy number from a million to a billion, but it's really a million. But regardless, the foreign aid that we're shelling out, is this the right thing to do?
No, not in my opinion. Let me give it to you in basic science and history. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America for the Anglo-Saxon Europeans 600-700 years ago, his mission was he wanted to find an alternative way to India to avoid the Middle East. Now, he was willing to defy science and fall off the earth because they didn't know the earth was round then. But he was willing to fall off the earth rather than go through the Middle East. Now, shouldn't that tell us something? Nothing has changed over there. I am an advocate of pulling out of there, closing our embassies. Let's bring our people home. Enough is enough. And
yeah.
I'm tired of this. The wars over there, they don't affect us. Do they want us to truly believe ISIS is a threat to us? I'm a veteran, and they're always saying thank you for protecting our freedom. I'd like to know this. We're losing more freedom from our own government than we are any foreign entity.
Yeah, what do you think, though, with ISIS, with the beheadings and whatnot?
Well, that's culture over there. How many beheadings do the Saudis do every year? 30 or 40?
Yeah.
That's their culture over there. And our culture is we generally stick them in a toaster. What's the difference if you behead someone or fry them in a toaster? Or give them an injection. See, I'm anti-death penalty, or give them an injection that sometimes don't work. That's been the latest around here, right?
Yeah, the injections especially, you're right.
My point is this. The United States of America needs to look in its own backyard, clean up our backyard, instead of worrying about everything going on throughout the world. We got enough problems of our own right here domestically. How about focusing on that for a while?
Yeah, speaking of that, I think what should really be the focus of the elections anyway is the whole economy, this minimum wage battle and talking about maximum wage.
I got on that. Yours is a great show that will help get me in mainstream because I have a hard time getting in mainstream. I stand for something now. I want a maximum wage where you can't make over so much. And before people call me a communist and all that, wait a minute, because every professional sports team has a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in place. It's out there. Let's put a salary cap on corporate CEOs. If you can't live on 15 or 10 to 15, $20 million a year, then maybe you ought to go see the toaster.
10 to 15 million or 20, yeah. I love it.
Let's have a salary cap. This thing between worker and CEO, the separation of the money is so outrageous today. It's gone up 400-500%. How about a salary cap at the top?
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you. Salary cap.
About minimum wage. Let's put a salary cap at the top.
Yeah, how about that, folks? Jump on this. 855-266-5283. Jesse Ventura, we'll catch you on Off the Grid and your podcast, We the People. We appreciate you hanging with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And keep up the good work. Keep talking. This communication, we need it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Who's in, who's out for college football's first ever playoffs? Not set in stone, but we're getting closer. That's next with me, the sports princess with sports shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The first college football playoff rankings were released this week. No surprise, Mississippi State and Florida State, both unbeaten, are on top. Two more SEC West teams, Auburn and Ole Miss, round out the top four. The 12-member committee released the rest. Here's how it shook out. Oregon and Bama, 5 and 6. The remainder of the top 10, number 7, TCU, 8, Michigan State, 9, K-State, and number 10, Notre Dame. Some big games are left, could affect the rankings. They'll probably change, maybe, in the final choices. Auburn and Ole Miss play. Alabama visits Mississippi State on November 15th. Auburn and Alabama meet on the 29th. That same day, Mississippi State has a game with Ole Miss. So the stage is set for the national championship game January 12th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, even if the teams aren't. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
Thank you.
come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will.
All right, it is interesting now for the first time the college football poll. Remember, you have that 12-member committee. Condi Rice is on that committee. There's some interesting folks. This was the idea. You would have a playoff, and you would really pull from different sources instead of going with the same old, you know, measuring whatever the weight of the schedule, using the poll of polls with the AP and the coaches' polls. And they're still doing things with coaches, et cetera. But I think it's you know, such a smart thing to do. And a lot of people I know that cover exclusively college football think that this is just a game changer. Now you got Mississippi State shocking everybody, the Bulldogs, undefeated, sitting there on top, as I mentioned in that piece. And the selection committee ultimately picks the four teams that play in the national semifinals, and they set the matchups for the four big New Year's Day bowls that are part of the playoff rotation, which I think it makes it very exciting. So if it were today, in other words, the teams would be Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, perhaps, you know, see, that's the thing. With some of these games that are coming up, some of those other teams could sneak in there. And so it's tough to say. That's why I said the stage is set. Well, sort of, because we have some difficult games coming up, so it might not be what you think. So, you know, is it going to, would it stick with Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Mississippi? Can you imagine that? If you had the two Mississippi teams in there, that'd be crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And jumping ahead is going to be really, really tough because there are 18 one-loss teams right now at this point, and the margin is pretty slim, so that selection committee doesn't have a tough time there if you have the undefeateds, which you currently have when I was talking about those, when I was talking about Mississippi, obviously, especially. All right, let's move along, and if you want to throw in your two cents and some of the stuff we've been shaking the trees on, you certainly can do that. I thought it was interesting, Jesse Ventura really hit it for me with the maximum wage, the whole idea of a salary cap for the company CEO makes sense. We see it in Japan and in Switzerland, and there is a movement afoot to try to have that happen in the United States. I mean, if it's a private company and they're not trading, you know, you could say, well, you could do what you want. But when you're talking about the crazy, crazy difference in salary from the lowest employee to what ultimately is the CEO. A lot of times it makes a big difference. That's why smart companies don't do that. That's why CEOs who are smart don't do that, and they get more productive people usually, and you don't have a lot of you don't necessarily have a lot of problems along the way because of the things that are written. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Oh, okay. I think I have a solution for the voting problem in the United States.
Let's hear it.
They have what is known as a preferential voting system. It doesn't matter how few or how many candidates are on the ballot. They're all put on the one ballot, and you mark in order of preference. So I'll throw out six names. Alan West, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, and Joe Biden. I mean, you know, that's probably a good solid list of people that could run for the presidency in 2016. And what you would do, you would go through the order on the ballot would be drawn out of a hat prior to them being printed up, not just in order by the party or what have you. So what you would do now, in my case, this would be my order of preference. Next to Alan West, I'd put a 1. Next to Rand Paul, I'd put a 2. Ted Cruz, a 3. Joe Biden, a 4, Harry Reid, 5, and Hillary Clinton, a 6. Now, when it comes time to count them up, they lay them all out and count them up against all those with a 1 next to their name. So all those with Alan West with a 1 next to their name, it's put in the Alan West pile and so on down the line. Now, if somebody doesn't have 50.01% of the vote. The person with the least number of votes is removed from it, and then it goes to what people on those ballots put as the number two. And so it comes down to a point, to a thing is, if I can't have candidate A for this elected position, I would like to see candidate B get to that position, or candidate C. So in the end, it comes down to two people remaining in the argument, and everyone's preferences are played out. And this it enables second, third, fourth, fifth parties to compete at least on the ballot equally without splitting the vote. And it allows for independents to at least compete on the ballot without splitting the vote, say, between an independent and a major party affiliated candidate who have similar ideas. You know, not only that, in the United States, it would remove that whole idea of primaries. And I actually think it would be cheaper for the candidates to run.
Yeah.
First of all, you wouldn't have to raise millions and millions of dollars to eliminate all of your so-called friends,
right,
those that believe alongside with you. Then they have to go and raise millions and millions of more dollars to beat the other guys. Everyone gets thrown into the pot, and yeah, while it sounds a little confusing on the surface, having worked with it, well, all of my voting life since I was 18, it really does lay out the desires of the people. And after all, in the United States, isn't it meant to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? So
yeah,
the people's wishes need to be addressed. You know, one of the biggest complaints I always hear is, well, we get to vote for the president, but we don't get to pick who the vice president's going to be. With this, you could just have a separate ballot for the vice president, you know, the candidates for the vice president. Admittedly, that then leaves it open that you might have, say, Alan West as the president and Harry Reid as the vice president. I know it's a scary thought, but
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, and so you're saying you've done this, obviously being an Australian, and do people complain, or does it seem to work out? Or people are always going to complain, but does the system seem to work out pretty well?
Okay, for our equivalent of the Congress, yes, because there's usually only a small number of candidates. And we don't, in Australia, they don't actually vote for the top job, who the Prime Minister is going to be, who's ever the leader of the party. That gets the most seats in the House of Representatives becomes the Prime Minister. In the Senate, on the other hand, they've got two systems up because usually, was it last election in the state of Victoria, I believe there were close to 600 candidates running for the Senate for only three Senate seats. And which makes it a bit of a nightmare numbering from 1 to 600. So you can either go above the line where you just put a 1 next to the party or the affiliation that you're most aligned with, or below the line where you got to mark 1 to however many that's there. That's only been where the big complaint is, when it got the Senate races just got so big.
Yeah, boy. You know, I love that idea, though. That could really work in the United States.
Well, yeah, but, when we look at the last presidential election, where there were a lot of very strong Republican candidates.
Yeah.
Now, had they have not had to beat the snot out of each other prior to the election, I mean, you know, the biggest complaint I saw was Mitt Romney was the wrong person for for the job, but, you know, could muster enough backroom party support. You know, there were some good, strong candidates there who don't have that party machine behind them, that had they have been allowed to progress to the vote in such a way that would not have split the vote. And that's been one of the arguments when we did have came up with a third party. It split the vote.
Ralph Nader, you talking about when Ralph Nader split the vote, when he, with the third party, what a difference that made there. Jack, we're up against it, but I like the idea overall, plus saving money. Nail the score is next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it's that time of the week. We actually jumped it up a little bit, so I didn't want to confuse everyone. If you're listening to me wherever, whatever hamlet you hail from, you can compete and nail the score. You don't have to love football. It's about winning. It's about bragging rights, and it's about winning some prizes from America tonight. Once we announce the game of the week, you have to call in, tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. How easy is that? So without further ado, this time Matt Johnson had to use all of his muscles from broom ball to pull out the plush computer that the mothership spared no expense on to be able to work this show. So let it fly, Matt.
You have mail, mistress.
Mail? Oh, me oh my oh. Okay, so week 8 is in the books. Week 9, believe it or not, the computer has chosen Oh, I'm just laughing at this because I think it's going to be really, really tough to pick the winner of this one. But it's the Patriots and the Broncos. It is in New England, and this is November, right? So I'm going to say Broncos win it. I'm going to say the final score is 38-34. So I'm going with Broncos. Matt, you actually get to try to nail the score. What do you think happens?
Man, I don't know. These Brady-Manning matchups are always
brutal.
So crazy. I think the Broncos are the better team, but being it's in New England, you get a little bit of some leeway to the Patriots. I still think the way Denver's defense is playing, it's so good, and Denver's offense has always been good. I think Denver's going to pull it out. But I think it won't be as high scoring as you say. I think it'll be 28-24 Denver.
All right, 28-24 Denver. And Matt, just so you know, you're not eligible for any prizes.
I've played this game before.
All right, if you want to play, jump in on it right now. So you didn't win the lottery. And by the way, nobody won the lottery. So guess what Mega Millions Friday night drawing is worth? $284 million. Oh, yeah. So you're not going to win that money here, but you're going to be really happy if you win. Is it going to be the Broncos or the Patriots? The Patriots have a 6-2 record. The Broncos, 6-1. I think what Matt said is spot on. It's a Manning-Brady duel, and it's always fun to watch the two of them. You never know what's going to happen. If you looked at them statistically, Brady has 18 touchdowns, Manning 22. Manning is over 2,000 yards, as Brady is as well. There's so many things that are equal to what's happened with them. But think of the venue. Yeah. I still say Broncos pull it out. The wise guys say Denver are giving up 3.5. That's how they feel. The over-under on the game is 56 points. If you want to jump in on it, you got to do it now, sleepyheads. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me a guess, as many of you do, Sharon B. in Portland, and others like Joseph in Illinois, like Dave in Vermont. You have to do it now. You have to do it before the top of the hour. 855-266-5283 or America Tonight. The game is, it's a choice. Either you say Denver or New England, and you just tell me what you think the score is going to be. Grim is on the horn. Hey, Grim.
You know, I'm a mile high. I'm going for the Broncos now. You know that. So it's going to be 24, and I'm just going to say the Patriots are going to do a couple of touchdowns and a field goal. 17.
Wow. All right, so you like it to keep it low, too, just like Matt said. 24-17. Grim, you are locked and loaded, as they say. Jack sent in the score. He says Denver 21, Patriots 14. So another Denver, this time Jack. This one from Joseph, and Joseph says Broncos all the way. Final score on that one is 24 to 14. Interesting. And if you want to play, you can. 855-266-5283. Or, not to get distracted by the email, send me an email, americatonight.net. It's a fun little thing that we do each and every week. Nail the score. The computer randomly picked the game of the week. It's a late game, late afternoon game on Sunday on CBS. 425 it kicks, and there's always so much riding on this game between these two massively competitive quarterbacks, but just the teams, it's never been disappointing, I can tell you that, never, to watch either one of these teams go head-to-head. to head, and I think the Broncos seem like the right pick, but there is something about playing in front of your home crowd, and the Patriots do this very, very well. You cannot just take this lightly. It's funny because I was looking at the Broncos' schedule, and their schedule as they go down and where they finish, I mean, they finish on a really light note. They've got New England this week, but they of course have a couple against Oakland, and the next one is also on the road. That's at Oakland. Then they have St. Louis on the road. Then they have Miami at home, KC at KC, Buffalo at home, at San Diego, that's going to be a tough one, at Cincinnati, that's also, I think, going to be tough because that's December 22nd. And then rounding out the year, they finish with Oakland again on the 28th, but Oakland has got nothing, no steam. They're going nowhere fast. So they get a couple of what I would say layup matchups, and then they have a few others that could trip them up a little bit. But they're first in the AFC West right now, the Broncos are. And that's why I think that Ann says, Kate, I'm writing in for Tim, my brother. He thought it was a different night, so we scrambled. But he likes Denver, and he really thinks Denver's going to run up the score. He's saying 40 to 30. 40 to 30. Wow. Well, that's a high-scoring game all the way around, no matter how you look at that. If you're talking about scoring 70 points, my goodness. Somebody would be busy keeping the stats in the press box if it was that high. Here's another one from the Tumblr. Hey, Kate, I've only done this a couple of times. I just happened to catch you when I flipped you on. I'm listening to you in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for mentioning us as much as you do. There are a lot of people in Sarasota that are fans of, believe it or not, the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe it's just some of the people I know. And the Cowboys are playing the Cardinals after losing to Washington. I go with the Cowboys. Final score, 28-7. I really think they're going to limit what's happening on the scoreboard. So I'm going with Denver, rather, not to be confusing to you. I'm going with Denver. And I think that there is no way that that they have a lot of problems in this game with the Patriots. Maybe I'm confused. Maybe he's confused. I don't know. That sounded confusing. I know. It's late. It's early. It's depending on where you are. It's fun, right? Nail the score. Tell your friends. And if you send me an email, I promise I'll get to it and we'll record it so you'll be duly noted just in case you nail the score because you didn't win the lottery. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.